here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. And today we're going to talk about, instead of focusing on what we don't like about our bodies, actually focusing on what they can do. We're going to have a chat about this because our mindset needs to shift. And I think that this is like that relationship with trying to have actually creating a healthy relationship with your body that actually creates a healthy relationship with your nutrition, and we all feel a lot better about it. Now, if you follow me on social media already, you might see I did a reel about this today, and this is exactly what has triggered this conversation today. Actually, someone I follow on social media, she was talking about it, and I just loved her analogy. Instead of focusing on the things we don't want, like having belly fat or cellulite or, you know, all of the flaws that we might see, because I see things, I don't know about you, but I see things where I'm like, for me, I have, like, for me, it's right on my belly. I have just this little layer of fat on my belly, and I'm like, why can that just not go away? And instead of focusing on that, because really at the end of the day, who even cares about that? Only me. No one else really cares about it. I need to like switch it to like all the things that I can focus on, like what my body can do. And that's what the reel was today. So if you don't already follow me on social media, you can go see, I posted it today. Focus on all of the things that we can do, what our bodies can do for us. That is way more powerful than focusing on our flaws. Now, that doesn't mean that we actually just ignore everything and everything goes out the window. It just gives a different perspective. Like, my, I guess, hope is that I can educate you to change your shift from wanting to lose the body fat, which totally I get that you want to do. I've been there before. And we're going to achieve that. But instead of focusing on losing the belly fat or the body fat, actually focus on building the muscle. And if you focus on building the muscle, then I promise you, the body fat actually will go anyway. So focusing on being strong and building muscle, that's going to equal longevity. That's going to let your body do the things that you want to do. Like, if you saw my reel today, I'm going to just list off some of the different activities that I was doing in the reel. So obviously CrossFit, lifting heavy weights, snowboarding, wakeboarding, wake surfing. I don't know if I put trapeze in there, archery, aerial yoga, cycling, running, rowing, sailing. Like, there's so many things like that I actually get to do that I love that my body lets me do. And so actually focusing on that and celebrating that, like, I was writing a email each week. If you're on my email list, you will be getting emails from me each week. I send an email out with usually a recipe, so you get something delicious to eat as well. And I was writing the email this week, and it was about the CrossFit Open, because we've just done week one. And I had a period of time where I was like, what's the point of doing the CrossFit Open? Like, no one really cares if I do it or not. And a couple of years ago, a friend of mine, she had brain cancer, and she was also a CrossFitter. And she's like, I wish I could do the CrossFit Open, but she was too sick to be able to do it. And that was like such a kick in the pants for me. I was like, I get to do this. I actually get to do it. Like, I'm strong, I'm fit, I have nothing wrong with me. I can show up with my community and my friends and do this and participate. And she actually, unfortunately, lost her life last year, her battle with cancer. And I now use that as motivation more than ever. You know, I get to do this because my body is fit and strong. nothing about, you know, I think as women, we focus so much on the things that we want to change and our flaws, the things that aren't right, instead of actually looking at all the things that really and truly, like, are so great about our body and what it can do and what you've even achieved, you know? Like, I've got a program running at the moment, we're on week 5, and so many of the women are just like literally smashing their goals. Like, they are building muscle, they're losing the fat, they're like so happy, they're learning lots of stuff. Like, we've just got such a great tribe in there this round. It's so fun. And that in itself is like, this is what we need to focus on. We need to focus on the positivity. We need to focus on also being realistic that I'm 50 years old. My body is not going to look like it did when I was 20. And quite frankly, and I've done some reels about this as well, I don't want to look like I'm 20. Like, I'm not 20. So trying to look like I'm 20, that would be stupid. Like, I'm 50. So I have to embrace the fact that I've got cellulite. I've got fat on my belly. I've got wrinkles. Like, that is part of aging. And each to their own, and you've probably heard me say this over here before, I am pretty low maintenance in this space, so I don't do any of that stuff. Lots of my friends do Botox. Lots of my friends do whatever. It actually doesn't matter to me, like, what anyone else does. It's just I'm too lazy to really up the ante in that department. The most I get done is my hair colored. But honestly, because I truly want to embrace the process and just... And this is 50, like, this is it. Like, to me, it's important to have muscle in my body. You know, if anything, you can't walk into a shop and, like, get a set of biceps, you know. You have to build that. You've got to work for it. And that just takes some time and commitment and effort. So my point today was looking at, and because all of us, right, all of us need a reality check here. We need to catch ourselves out instead of focusing on, you know, that belly fat or that cellulite or whatever it is. Actually turn it around when you catch yourself doing it. And I want you to think of something that your body's done for you or that you can do. Like, I just back squatted, blah, blah, blah. Or I just did shoulder press, or I just, you know, did yoga or Pilates or whatever it is that is in your wheelhouse. Replace that kind of negativity that you're, because everyone does it. It's just human nature and it's our conditioning. We look at social media and we see airbrushed, we see no cellulite, we don't see any wrinkles, it's not real. And so this is why, if you follow me on my stories, you'll see me randomly pop up and I literally look like I've rolled out of bed, probably because I have no makeup, just like hair mess, like whatever, because I want it to be real. I don't use filters, like, nothing against, like, the filters can be quite fun, but I just don't, because if you walk into me, like, bump into me at the shops or I meet you in person one day, I want you to actually be able to recognize me. And be like, she is exactly the same in real life as she is on social media. And that's not going to happen if I've got some sort of, like, filter on with the makeup face, and you probably wouldn't even recognize me. So I try and be as real as I can for that purpose. And it's funny, this morning I was walking the dog, and sometimes I'll do that on my stories, and I'll have a little chat over there on my stories. And I have to stop myself from actually saying, got no makeup on today, or I haven't got myself ready, because I think that it's rare. Like, it's rare to see someone just real. And so then I feel like I have to tell you that, like, almost like I'm apologizing for it. So anyway, that's just my thought process that I have to overcome that and just go, this is what it is. But hopefully you understand a little bit more about why I do that. So this is actually a real person behind this. And we have to remind ourselves of this. Like, social media is such a different, like, don't get me wrong, it's super fun. I personally obviously am over there for the recipes, but there's lots of fun stuff and there's some great stuff that comes down our family chat. But in all honesty, we have to remember that it's not real life. Like, it's the people we're seeing and it's not real. So just remember that and give yourself a break and focus on all of the things your body can do and is doing for you. And that is going to be empowering. So that is my message for you today. And I hope that you take it away and you swap out every time you catch yourself for something positive that your body can do for you. Hope this has been helpful for you today on your health and wellness journey. As always, I'm super appreciative of you tuning in today, and I put out this free content to help you and help others and help as many people as possible. Obviously, I'm passionate about helping women learn. I believe education is power. When we know better, we do better. So I truly hope that this is landing on the right ears with people who are motivated to want to feel their best. Because this is the thing, you know, I'm 50 and I know because of my own journey that you can feel amazing. I feel better at 50 than I did when I was 21. I truly do. And it's just learning what we need to do, the changes we need to make. So don't give up. If you are listening to this and you are not feeling your best, or you don't have the body composition that you want, just know that you can turn this around. So stay connected, stay tuned in. There's lots of episodes over here. Go listen to all of them. There's lots of good information. Stay connected. If you're not already following me on social media, reach out, say hi, make sure you're following me. I'm on all the platforms. I'll put them in the comments section so you can like catch me. But it's pretty much just at Chanel Stuck. On Facebook, it's got an E in the middle of it. Menopause Nutritionist on TikTok. And of course, yeah. I just love hearing from you guys. So if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, share, like, follow, all of that stuff, that helps this podcast get more reach and more people able to listen in. So I truly would appreciate it if you hit pause now and go do that. That would mean the most. It really, really would. So thank you in advance. Have a beautiful day and I will see you next time.